Join us as Ike Yosef and Jim Poplava interview Glenn Neely.
What about some of the radical government changes that you see? If we become more imperialistic, how does that go with, for example, dissolution of the centralized control of government in Washington?
Well, that's more on a U.S. basis internally among its citizens because of dissatisfaction with lack of representation, not necessarily the ambitions of the country as a whole, which could be independent of us becoming more efficient as a governmental system. So I see that most people are not aware of this, but I think it's one of the big problems with our current government is that the U.S. Constitution sets an upper limit on the number of people that a representative in the House can speak for, and that number is 30,000 people. Most people are unaware of this, but if you take current U.S. population estimates, it may be more than 300 million, but just to make the math easy, let's say it's 300 million. If you divide that by 30,000, you get 10,000, and that technically is supposed to be the number of representatives in the House of Representatives. Obviously, you can't have 10,000 people in one building for a meeting, so that would be, I guess, almost impossible, right? So for that reason, a long time ago, the Congress started putting limits on how many representatives there could be because there was only so much room in the House of Representatives, and it's currently, believe it or not, capped at 435 people. So now we have a situation where 435 people represent what should really be represented by 10,000 people, so about 2,000% greater number of people should be there that aren't. And that's one of the reasons why we're having all the problems that we're having with our government, with things like campaign finance laws, with lobbyists and so forth. If you imagine if we had really 10,000 representatives, we could have one that would be close to our own home, we could speak too easily, but now with only 435, it's very difficult for the average person to ever get to speak to any of these people. The lobbyists are the ones that mostly get in to talk to them because they're the ones with the money. It centralizes the whole government into one place, so the lobbyists know where to go, the people with money know where to go, the corporations know where to go, and there's so few people that they can try to manipulate and bribe that it allows for effective use of that process. But if you had 10,000 people, how good is it going to be to bribe one or two or three or four or five of them? You're not going to have any impact at all. So by increasing the representation to where it really should be, we would eliminate a huge host of problems that currently plague Washington, and that would be, again, one part of the campaign finance laws could be relaxed because, you know, there would be virtually no advantage in trying to bribe. I mean, who's going to bribe 10,000 people? It takes too much money, right? And with representatives, instead of being centrally located in Washington, they could be more in their own districts, not have to travel to Washington, and everybody could vote virtually and electronically. This would allow for incredible increases in efficiency, number one, much better representation on the local level. So the whole process would be much more efficient. It would be unbribable, pretty much, to any great extent. Redistricting would be a non-issue because you would be districting such small portions at a time. And you wouldn't have to pay these people so much money because they wouldn't have to have multiple homes, one in Washington, one, you know, elsewhere, somewhere else. It would also start to bring the power away from our Washington and the central government and bring it more back to on a local level. So that would cause a decentralization of our government power as within the country, but it wouldn't necessarily change the power of the country as a whole. Because of the decentralization, it would also make terrorist attacks on Congress and political entities virtually useless because there would be so many people all spread around the country that it wouldn't make it a viable alternative. But if they'd actually hit the House of Representatives and the Senate in 9/11, it would have been a disaster because everybody was centralized in one location. So this would avoid that problem. So from a safety standpoint, it's also a good idea. But mostly the reason I think it's going to happen is because it's going to be more efficient. It will allow for better representation of the people. Things will get done the way they want them to get done instead of all the centralization of power the way it is now and the corruption that's allowed.